Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Father, we thank you for your presence here with your people. Thank you for your wonderful love. Thank you for your wonderful thoughts. Yes, Lord. We pray, dear Lord, that your Holy Spirit will have his way among us today.
Jesus' name.
We pray that let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name. And the whole church of the Lord shall say,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Today, I want to share a very important subject with you. I'm going to take a text from Isaiah chapter 51. And we will look at verse 16. Isaiah 51, verse 16. I want to expose us to what I call a teacher's prayer. The teacher's prayer.
Na ene mi pese ye kan bibi efa ochirechire ni nu anani ocheyen nu ni mpaibo.
And we will take a text from Isaiah 51 and then verse 16.
Na ya sem ni ye fi Isaiah eduonu mbaku chichemu dunsia.
The Bible says, and I have put my words in your mouth.
Now I say,
I have covered you with the shadow of my hand that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God says that he has a threefold purpose for putting his words in our mouth and his spirit upon us. The first reason why God's word comes to you all the time The first reason is that God wants to plant the heavens. He wants to plant the heavens. The second reason is that he wants to lay the foundations of the earth. And the third reason is that he wants to say to Zion that they are his people. He said the kingdom of God is very important and the first thing to God. Jesus Christ himself said that we should seek first the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God, or planting the heavens, becomes the first thing. The first reason why you hear the word of God. You know, the heavens is talking about up, is up. But he says that he wants to plant what is up. He wants to bring it down. He wants to put it in the soil. He wants to make it practical. That is why God releases his words to you. And that is why the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the hand of God, is covering you. So even as we explore our seminar or convention theme of Thy Kingdom Come, I want us to learn how to plant the heavens. How to bring the kingdom of heaven to the earth and make it real, make it something that we see all the time.
Na mi pese mi chirema ye hu akwa ye betumi ama osra henie no ada di wa asasi su se dia ye tia.
There is something that we call a teacher's prayer.
Na mpae bo bi o ha ye fre no chirechire ni ni mpae bo.
And that is what is involved in planting the heavens.
Na eno ni akwa ye be fa su adua osro wa asasi su.
Because a teacher of the word of God this teacher has the grace to see things in general and holistic level. So he always looks at things on a broad terms. In this capacity he has the grace to understand the whole counsel of God about the subject area he is called to teach. So teachers have the responsibility to expose your life to the whole counsel or the whole word of God for your life. This word of God or this counsel may be subject area like faith, like love, like grace, etc. So by the ministry of the teacher, somebody who is part of the five ministry, by his ministry, you get to a place of maturity. So teachers are special maturity gifts. They are not like apostles or like prophets who are beginner's gift, so to speak. They lay the foundations. The Bible says that the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
So
the teacher comes to mature the saints of God and bring them to the full counsel of God. By the ministry of the teacher, the people of God obtain a balanced life. They balance everything for you so that your life is not twisted to one corner, you know, but your life becomes the ultimate God wants it to be, beautiful as it should be, balanced as should be, not lopsided. How many of you want to have a lopsided life? A life where you are, say, very spiritual, but other aspects of your life is lacking.
Na abrabo a wo ba yen hu se wo ye 6 feet or se 5 feet o je se biabia ni wo ejina ye yen penisa
but a life where you are very, say, rich, prosperous, but you are not spiritual, you can't even sense God.
Oh mercy yen pa abrabo a wo be ye obi a wo de wo ye sunsun mu nipa ma ewiase mu ni o ma wo mpe ana wo ye sikani ma pa.
As God bring his church to a place of maturity, the office of a teacher and the grace of a teacher becomes very important. Because the people of God must be mature, they must be whole. And the only thing that matures believers is teaching. There is nothing else God has given to mature believers apart from teaching. So the teacher becomes a finisher. He becomes somebody who brings your life to perfection to see the full counsel of God. You become total, so to speak. This teacher
is given by God so that you will come to that point of maturity. So all the fivefold ministry gifts, they must all teach.
Sa wo ye osofo, sa wo ye komisheni o, sa wo ye apostolo, sa wo ye evangelisto. Mun nyinara no e wo so omo kirekire.
Because without teaching, God's people cannot be mature.
Na se nkirekire na nkwa onyame ma entumi nyini.
And there is a way that a teacher prays.
Na kwan bi wo ho a wo kirekire fo no obo ne mpa ye.
They pray with a big picture of the kingdom of God or the counsel of God in mind. Because the kingdom of God is a big system, it is supposed to be planted in nations so that the nations will be discipled.
So
the reason why God put his word in your mouth and his spirit upon you is so that he will plant his kingdom system and make it real on this earth. I want you to know tonight, God's big picture grace is going to come upon your life.
Receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the grace of a teacher has to move into the church.
And the
grace that it has is a big picture one. But besides what we have said about teachers, there is something else that is very important for you to understand about the office of a teacher. Because the office of a teacher, or the grace that teachers have, is that they are able to expose deception.
Na aduma ewo ocherechefo no so ni se o ma na da na me ma efem no obie suntuma me hu.
There are four spirits that we wrestle with.
Na sunsum ahoro enai wo ho aye ni omudi akon.
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 tells us of these spirits.
The
first ones are principalities. Principalities are territorial spirits. In other words, they are in charge of people en mass, or people together. They take charge of people together in a group.
Principalities.
Yeah. And then we have powers. These powers, what they do is that they divide and rule. They divide and rule.
Na sa etumfue ono de oba anu achichem ni abo anu nu achichem.
They bring division.
And then
we have rulers of the darkness of this world. These rulers of the darkness of this world rule unbelievers.
And
last of all, we have spiritual wickedness in high places. Wicked spirits. Hey, I tell you, they are very wicked spirits.
And
they are not just in spiritual high places. They are in political high places. Everywhere you are, you move. You see, you move from the down ladder as you go up, you see what wicked, how wicked people are.
Na omo de emra wo nyame ya wadom a wo fro wo lada no. Wo nya fro one step pe no wo hu se ne omo te omo atiri mo din ete nipam.
Wicked spirits.
So
in your workplace, as you go up, you will see that you come across wicked
spirits.
As you go up in your life, as you progress, you come across wickedness. People who want to finish you and mash you. To paste.
Ground level.
Paste, yes.
Nkrofo amu person wo mo de wo ya hanama wo mo se wo mo wi o anyam wo se powdered pepper.
Ladies and gentlemen, these four spirits that we wrestle with,
sa sunsun e nan ya yenu mu di akun,
they all use one weapon.
Omu nyina de kwan ba ko su na ye adwuma.
That weapon is called deception.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Can we all say deception?
Deception.
The Bible says that we should take on the whole armor of God so that we will be able to stand against the wiles or the trickery or the deceptions of the devil, because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Na Bible ma yati ase se yemfa akochem no Onyankopon akochem no enhye ama yetumi ako atia enada esumu atumfo kabrechre fo sunsumu atrimodenfo edebaye so.
Can we all say deception?
Deception.
Now, these four spirits we wrestle with, they are territorial spirits. In other words, they are spirits who do not attack you as an individual. They come against groupings of people.
Na sa sunsumi omo metata wo se ankrankro na mum se mu ye kuo eku amaka mu ho aboma na se enipa kuo ene omo betata wo.
So if you take a group like black people, for example, and white people and Arabs and Jews, these four spirits, they take charge of them as a group and they act on them as a group. And because they use deception, and deception is their main tool, deception is always on group basis.
Na sa enkrofukwe anase sa etrimod mi hu se da mi mo mu dimpo principalities and powers omoba na kuom ti se bia. And as a principal, a school principal, and a group. And to Amu Basebia, a Bibimaya, no more so mumu. Senia America for no more so mumu. Send Jew for no more so mumu to grow for Kuasano and no more tata womu.
So deception is on group basis. Their deception that they perpetuate is on, say, black people, white people, Jews, Arabs, people groups, no matter how you
do it. Omo de ba no, omo de ba wo, omo de begu ekuo no so. Se abibifo, se abrofo, se jufo. Omo de sa nada na eba sankrofo ko no so.
So there is a deception that is perpetuated on people of color.
Eno ti yaya yaya abibifo e, enada bi wo ho numa eya adwuma wo ye mu.
So we need to do something about it. if we are going to plant the kingdom of God among our people.
And it is down I was say ye bibi wo ho say e pese ye dua wo sra henie no asasi so ha dia.
Now the highest form of deception is called religion.
Na enadan no na kwan ye di kan e ye nipa e kwan ye ofa so e de sum nyame.
You see, because when Christians see untruth or falsehood, they will know this is false. But our struggle, our fight, so to speak, our wrestle is with half-truths. So you see that you come across believers and they are struggling with a particular truth that they have. They are wrestling. They are struggling for maybe 10 years. They will not be settled on the truth of the word of God. They will be struggling with it. You know, they will be struggling with half-truth. Whether they should accept whatever truth God is bringing to them or not, you see that they are struggling with it. They are wrestling with it.
Now, dear, ha, a judy for ye. No cre and I said, sir, I dear waste one on him say, eh, nada, ube say, nada. No mum, nia, say, nada, I say, eh, no crebisano. Oh, my dear, frafra, no, I know, I ding. And to be also Christo Niba, when you coupon the no cra samanaba, Nansu Esan senior, when Nimu and Nuan Yanukra, no so and Yana Daniti, when Yamede Nasama Yanukra and the Bampo Boss and now on this assembly echo.
So, all of our lives, you will see one battle that you'll be fighting.
And it's why you're brave, Bomu, no bones, I walk or come back,
struggling with the truth.
Sir, who bre a one cra
whether you should take it or you should go to the other side, the half truth.
Say, "Wo be je no kure no ana say wo be je ne anya no kure enu so anya no kure basabasa na tum."
Let me explain to you the nature of our wrestle with these four spirits.
Na me pesa me tro e kwan a ye ye ne sa sunsume tumfo enan yi edi akon.
The Bible calls it a wrestle.
Na Bible no friend say atentamko.
It means that it is a continuous entangling fight.
E chere say eye atentamko a eye daada atentam.
And the aim is for you to move from your stance of truth to deception.
Na ekuna nyina ne say baabi a wugina eye nokre no.
That is the aim of the devil upon the lives of people groups. So when a certain truth is seen from the word of God, the devil will be trying and he will throw a lot of circumstances, he will throw a lot of philosophies, a lot of words, just so that you will shift from your stance of truth. But the Bible says that we should stand.
Hallelujah.
We should stand on the truth and never be moved by the deceptions of the devil.
And it is when you put in the nuclear did the kind of I want not seminum the train. Ubon said no bron some the new ma baby bawa jinimu any one quemu any assembly di ako ama wefinu crenum ako entronum.
The devil himself,
Obon Samanankasa,
his former name was Lucifer.
Nidia di kanya ya di man ye Lucifer.
Lucifer means son of the morning.
Na Lucifer tre anopaba.
In other words, in heaven, when Lucifer appears, it means that the morning has come because he is the morning.
Na nyana eche ni se Lucifer onya piepe na chese anopaba.
So if you want to understand God, when Lucifer appears, you will understand God.
And it is our person who tiwa nyami asia se Lucifer epiepe obetinasi.
If you want to have a revelation of God, when Lucifer appears, light has dawned upon you.
And it is our person who nyani edisembifa yankopanwa Lucifer piepe ubenya.
Now when he fell through iniquity and became the devil, he took it upon himself that he is going to blind people so that they won't have the revelation of God, so that they won't have light, they will have darkness about God. In other words, he decided that he is going to bring deception So that whatever he says is to deceive you from the real picture. Whatever he does is to shift you from your stance, which is the truth, onto something which is not the falsehood, but which is a half-truth.
Now,
the kingdom of God is a kingdom of light. And God says that we cannot really live the kingdom life without light or revelation or overcoming deception.
Now, when you go say, "Yen to me, entina enya sa ahinie na bra," because he say, "A kind no ebeba yeso."
Now, because these spirits are group spirits, in other words, they attack groupings of people.
Nessa se sun sumwe eni krofuku ene di akunti.
One of the people that they easily use.
Eni pa o a omo tai eni omo ye juma bine.
Are leaders.
Yen penny for.
Whether they are corporate leaders or political leaders, they use this deception just to sway people. The reason why they use leaders or they are their first choice, because leaders are also a form of principalities. They are also in charge of groups. That is why in planting the heavens, we need the grace of a teacher. We need the encompassing grace of a teacher. We need the big picture grace of a teacher. So that we can be able to deal with groups of people. And we can be able to plant God's kingdom among them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to understand tonight that God wants us to plant the heavens. Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, verse 30 and 32, that the kingdom of God was a seed. A seed means that it can be planted. But a seed also means that you can look at it and despise it. In other words, you can look at your effort at praying like a teacher and despise it. And say, what is this prayer in the midst of this big problem in the nation, on the continent, among men? But God delights in using the little things. God delights in using little things to shatter big things. So through the grace of a teacher and the big picture prayers of a teacher, God wants to shatter the deceptions of the devil that he has thrown upon people en masse. I came to tell you tonight that God is going to use you. God is going to use your prayer. It may be little in your eyes. It may be like the stones of David. But God is going to use it. And he's going to bring down national problems like Goliath.
Now what Goliath
because he likes to use the little things to shatter the big things. So that the big things are surprised. That is why every believer must understand that God put the kingdom of God within you. Luke 17:21. He put that seed in your soil, in your body. As an example to you. That you will pick the kingdom of God that is within you. And you will plant it in the soil. You will plant it in society. You will make it real and practical in the lives of people.
Hallelujah.
Groups.
Na ube yi wa nyamia hinye na we dia wa umunu. Na ube dia wa ukrofu kuomu. Na ube dia wa baby dia uwe biara.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.